Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Japan Top 10. Hello everyone, this is Andy.
And I'm Haru.
And we're coming at you with another Cultures episode. This is Japan Top 10, Cultures number 15. And today we will be focusing on Japan Pride and LGBTQ plus culture here in Japan. So we have a super exciting array of information, artists, and just good conversation topics. But before that, we have a few announcements to make. So although 2020 may not have been a great year for many people out there, we would like to make a small change, at least for our listeners. So we would like you to tell us about your thoughts on 2020. You can record a message and we will share it with our listeners. Tell us your thoughts, and you could win up to $100, $100 that is, a gift card, and have that amount donated to the charity of your choice. For more information on how you can help out a charity with nearly $100, please visit our website at jtop10.jp/contest for the full details.
Japan Top 10年末コンテストのお知らせです。2020年はあなたにとってどんな年でしたか？メッセージを録音または E メールにて私たちにシェアしてください。選ばれた方の中から抽選で100アメリカドル相当の電子ギフトカードまたは同額の慈善団体への寄付をお選びいただけます。メッセージは日本語でも OK です。詳しくはジャパントップ10のホームページをご覧ください。
Thank you so much. In other exciting news, we have got an Instagram page. Follow us at JapanTop_10 for the latest news on the Japanese music industry and so much more.
Japan Top 10公式インスタグラムを開設しました。アカウント名は JapanTop_10 です。皆さんからのフォローといいねをお待ちしています。
Yes, thank you again. And for a couple last announcements, we would like to ask that anybody who would like to advertise with our podcast, you can market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. You can find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
If you are enjoying this Cultures episode, remember, you can receive the full version of this episode by becoming a Patreon donor, just starting at a dollar. Plus, you will receive this episode without any announcements or interruptions, just commentary and music. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/club for details.
Yes, that's right. So, thank you so much for listening to those announcements. Now, let's get into the meat of our episode. In this episode, we'll be taking pride in Japan as we celebrate all things LGBTQ+. So, this is such a big topic and one that I'm pretty familiar with. But, I guess, let's just start right off the bat with one of the most visual celebrations of LGBT+ culture, and that is pride. So Pride parades and pride events are a huge part of culture, and I just wanted to ask, Haru, have you been to Pride here in Japan, Tokyo Pride?
Before talking about Pride, actually, I have something to tell you, Andy.
Oh, yes.
You might notice, but, actually, I like female, so I'm gay.
Oh, actually, I have something to tell you as well.
Oh, really?
I am also gay.
Really? Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Like, do you know, when we did an online meeting before, during summer or something, and I introduced everyone, other staff members, I'm Japanese and I like girls. I'm lesbian. And, you know.
Oh, my God.
I wow. said that.
It must have went completely right over my head.
Really?
I'm so sorry. Yes. Yeah, I guess that seemed like news to me, but yes. well, I guess it's perfect that we are hosting this episode then.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that you were gay. Oh my God, I'm so surprised.
Yes, yes. No, it is one of the wonderful things about me.
Oh.
No, I'm just joking. Wow. But yeah, I didn't know that either. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I didn't
okay,
realize
it's okay.
that.
So, like, I was so excited to prepare for this episode because, you know, so it's so related to me as like Japanese lesbian.
Mm.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. No. And I was actually getting really excited to talk as well. I was like, well, usually I have a lot tougher time. Like, it's a lot of topics that I can't speak about, you know. But I feel like this one, even if I don't know the full history of everything, I can at least talk about my experience a little bit, right?
Yeah, 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 me too.
Oh, wonderful. Good. We have a nice, like, a nice set of hosts to properly introduce some of our listeners to, you know, LGBTQ plus identities in Japan.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that said, I mean, have you been to Pride here in Japan before?
Yes. So I went to the Tokyo Pride last year.
Mm-hmm.
It was at the end of April, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my second time to join like Pride Parade or Pride events in my entire life. First time was in Vancouver, Canada, where I used to study there.
Mm.
So, like, I already knew what Pride Parade is about. Like, it was such a good experience for me. Like, it was my first time and, like, you know, everything, like, blew my mind. And it was totally different from my expectation. And that was awesome. Then, so I decided to go to Tokyo Pride secretly because I live with my parents. And at the time, I didn't come out to my parents, so I didn't tell them that I'm going to Pride Parade in Yoyogi Park in like Shinjuku, Shibuya, yeah.
Mm.
So I That's went right. there, yeah, by myself.
Oh.
Then,
oh,
I joined. I saw the Pride or like you know the parade, it's like festival. Then I wasn't expecting so much because you know I know like in Japan like. Like everyone is so like conservative or like it's not popular. Like LGBTQ is not popular here.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't expecting at all. But it was like there's so many people around there, even like for queer people as well, but also like straight people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, straight couples or even like families, like children or, you know, I was so surprised because like, I never thought that, like, those, like, you know, straight people would join Pride in Japan. It's such a big thing for me. Like, I was so surprised.
Oh, that sounds like such a wonderful experience. It sounds good. It sounds like, like, it's always, I mean, as a queer person or as a gay person, you know, it's always puts you at ease when you see, you know, straight people around because you're like, oh, there are allies around and, you know. You know, people do care about, you know, some of the issues, you know, facing, you know, LGBTQ plus identities and communities and things. So it's kind of, yeah, it's like, oh, a bit surprising, but a good surprise.
Yeah. And have you ever been to Pride in Japan?
Yeah, actually, I'm really embarrassed to say I've never been to Pride in Japan or in America.
Really?
Yeah, I know it's a bit, maybe... I am not doing my duty as like a LGBTQ plus member or something, but yeah, just because, you know, my job here, I do live in a bit of the countryside and not that, you know, I don't have to tell people, you know, what I'm doing or where I'm going, but I was a bit nervous about, you know, if, you know, someone said, oh, Andy went to Pride or, it can be a bit, and I know, like, you had a similar sentiment when you said that you had to kind of go in secret because you were living with your parents and you weren't out to them, but, yeah, I definitely felt a lot of the same, like, I wasn't very comfortable to just freely go, but I had a lot of friends who would always, you know, tell me about all the fun things they did and how, you know, such a wonderful celebration that especially the past few years have been for people. Mm. Yeah, but obviously this year, I think a lot of the Pride events have been across the world have been changed because of coronavirus. I know that some Pride events moved online and there were people gathering in much, much smaller numbers for a variety of reasons, not just COVID-19. But I was wondering, did you take part in any Pride events online or anything this year?
Not yet, but I know like some online or like doing some like Pride parade remotely, like for example, like Kyushu Pride or like even not for like organization, just for like individual like meetings or parties on online or on Zoom. But I haven't joined those like online celebration yet.
Right. Yeah.
Because no, you know, I live in I came out with my parents already, so they know that I'm into female. But like, I feel like I don't want to join online meeting in, at home because like I feel so strange.
Yeah, it is. There's still a lot of different like things to navigate, right? Yeah, but I mean, I guess for some of our listeners who maybe aren't as familiar with what Pride is or what happens at Pride and things like that, I'll just give a quick little snapshot. You know, Pride has always been about fighting for people's rights to, you know, freely express love and, you know, live the life they'd like to live. And primarily, it's expressed through a celebration of a lot of creative, loving, and brightly sparkling rainbow colors. Yes. And so in kind of the celebration of Pride, the first celebration here in Japan, first lesbian and gay Pride parade was held in 1994. And it was called the Tokyo Rainbow Pride Parade. And on August 28th, 1994, it was about 1,000 activists who marched from Shinjuku Central Park to Miyashita Park in Shibuya. And so I think, I'm not sure, actually, yeah, what is there, there's a full parade still to this day, right? For Tokyo Pride, they still have a parade, correct?
Parade, yes, but I don't know about this year, but yeah, at the time, like last year, like they're like parade.
Ah, nice. Yeah. Did you join in the parade? Were you walking along with the parade?
Not really, but I saw some like, how do you call, like some groups were walking around the street and like, yeah, just say, you know, say hi or like happy pride or something.
Oh, nice, yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, what are some of your, I mean, you very nicely set up at the beginning some of your memories, but do you have any particular memories about Pride either in here in Japan or in Vancouver?
So in Vancouver, I joined as a, like, I participated, what is it called, like, not Pride, how do you call it? March. I participate in March, so I walk around with another, like one of the other time I was in college, as a like English ESL student. So I joined a college like LGBT group, and we walk around the street together, and like, you know, then everyone say like happy pride or like cool or what's like, you know, celebrating for us,
yeah,
or celebrating for LGBTQ. And I was like, I never experienced those those things as a, like, you know, I became like a like main character, or you know, main character in this world, like everyone celebrates, as you know. So
That's such a beautiful sentiment. Oh, yeah. You know, you're really making me regret that I never have gone to Pride yet. I must go before, well, once. So, well, thank you for joining us. We hope that you enjoyed today's episode. You will actually hear Haru again, not with me, but with Eric next time, and they will be rocking out to the music of Porno Graffiti on our last Artist of the Month episode for 2020. So that will be less than a week from now. Enjoy that. And yeah, from me, I'd just like to say thank you for listening, and I hope that you all learned a little bit or enjoyed hearing what Haru and I had to say. So that'll be all for us, and we'll catch you on the next one. じゃあね。
Please stay safe. Bye. さよなら。 Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music
podcast. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.